Online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, the government's admitted the vetting of Peter Mandelson before his appointment as the US ambassador fell short of what was required. Documents released earlier show Sir Keir Starmer was aware of his links to the sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and even stayed in his home while he was in jail. They also reveal Mandelson was paid a £75,000 severance settlement after he was sacked. Conservative leader Kemi Badenoch says it shows a lapse in judgment.
The documents that we have now seen have shown that the Prime Minister should never have made this decision. He has not been honest with the country. He's not been honest with Parliament about what he knew. Now he's complaining about the severance package, but the fact is he's the one who signed it off in the first place.
Old intelligence could be to blame for a US strike on an Iranian school that killed scores of children. That's according to Sky's partner network in the US, NBC News. The school was hit on the first day of the joint US-Israeli assault on Iran. US President Donald Trump says that in the days since, a lot of Iranian military infrastructure has been destroyed.
They've lost their navy, they've lost their air force, they have no anti-aircraft apparatus at all, they have no radar. Their leaders are gone, and we could do a lot worse.
Meanwhile, 32 countries have agreed to release 400 million barrels of oil from emergency reserves. It's hoped the move will address rising prices at the pumps as the conflict continues to rattle the market. The Met Office is warning of possible 80-mile-an-hour winds in northern parts of the UK tomorrow. Snow's also likely in some areas later this week. In sport, Arsenal grabbed a late equaliser to earn a 1-1 draw away to Bayer Leverkusen in the first leg of their Champions League last 16 tie. And a UK ticket holder has come forward to claim yesterday's £181 million Euro Millions jackpot. It's the country's third biggest lottery win of all time. That's the latest. I'm Ruth McKee.
Classic hits.
The 1980s. It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
Red Kite Radio.
We're going to start the final hour with a well-known American artist singing a song written by a not-so-well-known great British songwriter.
When we never had a dime, and our dreams seemed a million miles away. But we made it, baby, facing the bad times with a smile. Here we are, and we're growing stronger day by day.
Is one forever. Oh, yeah. With the love. The tide is high.
the second and the final hour of tonight's 80s Rewind here on your 107.2 Red Kite Radio with me, Simon Jobling. And we started this hour with George Benson's Love Times Love, which, as I mentioned, written by a great unsung British songwriter. Well, I say unsung, but if you've listened to my 70s show, you will know this guy because I've mentioned him very often. It was Rod Temperton who wrote this one, and he was the founder of the British funk band Heatwave initially, but he went on to write many, many huge hits for American artists, most notably, I think, probably Thriller and other tracks for Michael Jackson's Thriller album, but he did write for many, many other artists too. Now, this track was released by George Benson as a follow-up to his big single, Give Me the Night, and that was also a Rod Temperton tune, incidentally. But this one, Love Times Love, well, it made number 10 in 1980. And then, like the last track, we just heard another song that reminds me of my college days, Blondie and The Tide Is High. Now, this one was written by the Jamaican artist John Holt back in 1967, but it was Blondie's version which regained worldwide success. And, well, quite strangely, really, it was produced by one of the great glam rock writers of the 1970s, Mike Chapman, of Chin and Chapman fame. But this would be Blondie's third US number one, their fifth UK number one, this one in 1980, and it would be their last number one for 19 years, until the single Maria in 1999. But now it's time for more music, and we're now going to hear from Chicago and Hard to Really Say I'm Sorry. Now, this was co-written and sung by Peter Cetera, and it's something of a comeback single for the band, whose 70s success had really peaked in 1976 with the chart topper If You Leave Me Now. Now, Peter had done a solo album, but that was a commercial failure, so he recorded the album Chicago 16 with the band. This would be the lead single, and it would be Grammy-nominated eventually, and it would give Chicago their first top five hit for 6 years, number four in 1982.
Everybody needs a little time away, I heard her say, from each other. Even lovers need a holiday. It's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want you to stay.
Classic hits from the 1980s.
It's the 80s Rewind.
Red Kite Radio.
There on your Red Kite Radio with Dancing on the Ceiling, which was a song that was once voted by a US music mag as the number 20 worst track of all time. Well, that is pretty harsh, wouldn't you say? And certainly the Norwegians and South Africans didn't think it was, because it would get to number one in both those countries. Didn't do so badly in the US either, because it was number two there and it made number seven in the UK in 1976. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then something completely different to follow, The Clash, and Should I Stay or Should I Go? Now, the writing of this one was credited to the band, although it was mainly penned by their lead guitarist, Mick Jones, who also did vocals on this one. The melody, though, did have some similarity to a Righteous Brothers song back from 1963. The song itself is thought to have been inspired by Mick Jones's girlfriend, a certain Ellen Foley, whose name you might recognise because she had a big vocal contribution to the iconic Bat Out of Hell album in the 70s. This track, well, originally it was quite a modest number 17 in 1982 on its original release, but thanks to a Levi's ad, it would be a chart topper in the early 1990s.
Red Kite Radio.
Excellent service, expert advice, and a wide selection. It's all here at Aylesbury Bullion, a traditional family-run jeweller's on the High Street, Aylesbury. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
At Specsavers Tame, we think your eyes and ears deserve the best. Whether that's the best view of the duck race down the River Tame, the sound of the engines during this year's tractor run, or the spectacular views across the Chilterns. That's why our expert team will make sure your eyes and ears always receive our best care. Whether you need a comprehensive eye test or hearing test, with follow-up advice, you can usually get an appointment in just a couple of days. Book an appointment online at specsavers.co.uk/tame or pop into our store on the High Street today.
For Tame, Haddenham and Chinner.
Red Kite Radio.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go? If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time. So you got to let me know, should I stay or should I go? It's always tease, tease, tease. You're happy when I'm on my knees. One day is fine, the next is black. So if you want me off your back, well come on and let me know, should I stay or should I go? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So come on and let me know. This indecision's bugging me.
Indecision, they molest me.
If you don't want me, set me free.
Set me free.
Exactly whom I'm supposed to be. Don't you know which clothes even fit me? Come on and let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I stay or should I go now? If I go, there will be trouble. And if I stay, it will be double. So you gotta let me know. Should I cool it or should I blow? Should I stay or should I go now? Should I go?
107.2, where you'll hear different songs every day. Red Kite Radio.
This is not America.
David Bowie, joined by the Pat Metheny group there, and this is Not America. Now, the story to this one is that David Bowie had finished writing an album in 1984, but he really wasn't happy with it. And so he decided to do something different, and he embarked on writing a number of film soundtracks the next year. Now, one of them ended up being for the film The Falcon and the Snowman, which would use this as its theme. And it was a collaboration that David did with the US jazz fusion band, the Pat Metheny Group. And the track was written and produced by David and Pat, was a worldwide hit and a number 14 here in the UK in 1985. Now, there's a charity quiz night and raffle which will be hosted by Sue and Phil Boyle at Tame Snooker Club this coming Friday the 13th, 7:30 p.m, doors opening at 7. Teams of up to 8 people are requested, and you will pay £5 per head. You can take your own snacks with you, but drinks will be available from the bar. Now, if you're interested in taking part, you just need to send an email to chair.tsfc@gmail.com to reserve a table. So that's chair.tsfc@gmail.com, and the quiz will be in aid of the Tame Senior Friendship Centre. Now, back to the music, and next up is Stevie Wonder and Part-Time Lover, which is quite a notable single in a number of ways. Firstly, it had quite a backing group on this one, which included Luther Vandross, Philip Bailey and Cy Rita, to name just a few. It would also get Stevie yet another Grammy nomination, and excluding charity singles, it would end up as Stevie's last of its 9 US number one hits. It was a huge worldwide hit too, and a number 3 in the UK in 1985.
Nothing to be wrong with part-time lover. If she's with me, I'll blink the lights to let you know tonight's the night for me and you, my part-time lover.
Oh, Wednesday night is 80s night on Red Kite Radio.
It's the 80s Rewind with Simon Jobling.
My favourite ABC track, although I do like a lot of other ones too. The Look of Love, written by the band and produced by the maestro Trevor Horn. Now, this was the third single from the iconic Lexicon of Love album, and it would have the distinction for a British band of topping the US dance and disco chart. And rather surprisingly, in the band's illustrious career, this would be their only hit to climb as high as number four in our chart, which it did in 1982. Now, we've got a few messages from our advertisers coming up, but then we're back with Queen and Radio Gaga. And this one always takes me back to seeing the band at Wembley Stadium, with Freddie controlling the whole crowd as we all sang along to this. But the track wasn't written by Freddie. It was written by the drummer Roger Taylor and was the first song written by him to be chosen as an A-side. And he said it was inspired by his son once calling a bad song he heard on the radio, Radio Kaka. Well, it was a number one in 19 countries, but it was kept off the top here in the UK in 1984 by Frankie Goes to Hollywood's Relax.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
If you drink a little, then drive, you risk losing your licence. You risk every day becoming more complicated.
How am I supposed to get to training, Dad? How am I supposed to...
You risk losing your job.
I'm going to have to let you go.
You risk your family not looking at you the same way.
I can't believe you did that.
You risk injuring someone.
Hello, I need an ambulance.
You risk being seen as a drink driver. Drink a little, risk a lot. Think.
Listen. The following takes place between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. on Thursdays.
The 60s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
We have 2 hours of great 60s tunes, and why not tune in and give it a go? 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. on a Thursday night.
'Cause you never know what you're missing till you try.
All right.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ilmer.
Red Kite Radio.
We'll be right back.
Red Kite Radio.
Red Kite Radio.
Second and final Australian track tonight on the 80s Rewind, Mental as Anything and Live It Up, which is written by the band's interestingly named Greedy Smith. And this was originally a big hit in Australia in 1985, but with no interest from other markets abroad. Well, that all changed when it was included in the international film Crocodile Dundee. That prompted the song to get an international release, top 20 spots across Europe, and their only hit in the UK, and a big one, a number 3 in 1987. Now, we are almost out of time for another 80s Rewind, but we do have two more shows coming up after the 9 o'clock news on Red Kite Radio. From 9 till 10 o'clock, we have Red Kite Country, and then from 10 till 11 o'clock, we've got the weekday wind down with Donald McFarlane, so do not change your dial, please. I've got two more 80s tracks to take us out tonight and up to the news, and the last one tonight will be ELO and Rock and Roll is King, which is written and produced, of course, by Jeff Lynne, and a bit of a return for the band, really, to their rock and roll roots. Although the song did go through a lot of changes, evidently, during the recording process, At one point, it was going to be called Motor Factory. Well, it would end up as ELO's last top 20 hit here in the UK and number 13 in 1983. Just before that, we're going to hear Simply Red and A New Flame, which was written by Mick Hucknall for Simply Red, who had come together in 1984, and it was named, it seems, after Mick Hucknall's Ginger Locks. Well, they had their first hit in 1985. They'd have 32 top 40 hits. This one, a number 17, 1989. Well, that's all from me for another Wednesday night. I hope you've enjoyed the show, and I hope you can join me again next Wednesday on Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind. Have a great week. Good night for now.
Hits for Tame, Haddenham and Never Winchendon.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
Right.
107.2 FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.